Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robbins on Access Astrology on the internet is acting very strange tonight. I am joined by Mark. Hi, Mark, are you out there?
Hello, Heather, it's Mark. Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
And welcome to our Mercury Retrograde show. First it wouldn't let me on, and then it didn't let me know if it was on, that it had opened. It was a very confusing website tonight. So, how are you, and how is your Mercury retrograde stories?
It's going okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just little snags here and there, no major breakdowns.
No, huh? You're lucky.
How about you?
And I've just had a lot of technical difficulties like this one, but for me, it's been not that bad, except that I look inwards. When Mercury's retrograde, I could just curl up in bed for 3 weeks with a book. You know, it feels very introspective, an important time going inwards, but it's not always an easy time to get a lot of work done, and I don't have that leisure. So I've been kind of pushing myself to accomplish even when I'm feeling so introverted. But we are lucky, you know, look at my relatives in California who are right now on a stay home because the whole area is being flooded. Santa Barbara
yeah.
is flooded all of that coast. She said the streets are rivers and it's really scary out there. So
yeah.
You know, Mars is stationary, swirling around. It's going to turn direct after being retrograde to early November on Thursday. And I often describe the energy, you know, when Mars stations to turn, and also, but when Mars stations to change directions, the energy really swirls, you know, like, you know, vortexes, and I think the storms are causing this. They are on tornado watch in California. That is not common.
No.
So it's been really interesting to watch how that unfolds and with difficulties. And the charming events at the getting a Speaker of the House in the House of Representatives was a Mercury retrograde. Oh, wasn't that 15 votes, 16 votes before they came through? And you get the feeling that we'll
shining example of harmony. That's Mercury harmonizing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty funny how that went. Mars is, you know, in Gemini, so where is the turbulence? It's in words and in the winds. We feel that working its way through. Mars and Venus are exactly trying today, with Venus in Aquarius and Mars at 8 degrees. But Venus is moving forward and Mars is moving backwards. You know, that's for where it's working. There's a kindness and a camaraderie and a pleasantness when people do decide to work together. I thought Hakeem Jeffries' speech, when he accepted it and he went, you know, from A to Z, using the words to talk about, you know, rededicating to democracy, was a really good speech, actually. And it, you know, how to make things happen with that. Now, he's an interesting chart. He's a Leo Moon in Virgo, Hakeem Jeffries. We don't have a time on him, so we're not sure of the ascendant. But a Leo Moon in Virgo, and I think could be a presidential candidate someday, because he's got a really thoughtful, less, you know, shooting star than Obama was, but a really thoughtful chart that has held in there in some difficult times. So I hope he kind of continues to be a stabilizing influence.
Yeah.
And how is New York been?
He found a way to use the Mars-Venus with Mercury retrograde and use it well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Never say you can't do something. You just figure out how.
Right. Right. I've spoken to several people who wanted to take January 6th, which is our Epiphany Day, and to change it from our remembering of the near-death experience of our country in 2020, to make January 6th the Constitution Day, where people go back and remember the Constitution and review it and recommit to the country's vision statement, which would be a good way to kind of step out of right wing, left wing, and come back to what's the vision for the country, which would be beautiful. And with both Mars and Mercury retrograde, watching Brazil do a review of our January 6th disaster, when all the people that, you know, Bolsonaro, who's a dictator, one of the classic Pluto and Capricorn people, like Trump, who tried to be the authority in their country and what weren't really, you know, and a lot of people support that image of a strong fascist leader. And Bolsonaro certainly was that down in Brazil. But he lost the last election and admitted and went into hiding and had all his people deny the fact that he had lost the election. And yesterday and today, they tried, his people, camp loads of them, tried to break into the government buildings and take over. Just, you know, how Mercury retrograde of them, how reviewing what we went through here in America. Didn't work here, didn't work there, but it's still up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so strong.
So, well, maybe it's a good thing that Mars is still just barely retrograde.
Right.
Registration and go forward. But with it retrograde, it kind of messes things up.
Mm-hmm. Right. It does. It kind of stopped it's hard to get your ambition off the ground with Mars stationary.
Yeah, and actually as it stations, it often gets a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of Mars and whether using Mars to overpower the democracy is under review.
That's a good way of putting it. And the process with, you know, that Mercury at 16 degrees, 17 degrees of Capricorn, and that was on Friday. You come back to today. Mercury is now down to 13 degrees of Capricorn and continuing to trine Uranus. So, you know, for people that are making good changes in relationship to something from the past are doing well with it. I've noticed that a lot of people have reported lost items this week, and lost items are not uncommon with Mercury retrograde, but also there we see the sun is sextile Neptune, and that can be easily a foggy time when you walk around not quite, you know, you can't remember what you went to the refrigerator for, you can't remember why you're in the kitchen, or you can't remember where you put your driver's license, which was what happened to a client this afternoon.
Yeah.
And
when you have Mercury retrograde at the same time, it kind of makes it a comedy.
Right. Oh, it can be. for a while last weekend, every time I put something down, I was sure I lost it. I just had to slow down and find it again that way. And that what it can be good for, my daughter a year ago gave me that StoryWorth, which is, it's a website that you write your, they send you a question a week, you answer it, at the end of the year, they publish a book about you. And so my daughter curated the questions that she wants me to answer for her and the grandkids, and to pass down, you know, stories about the family and my opinions, et cetera. I had fallen way behind because I've got so much writing to do. But with Mercury retrograde, I thought it was the perfect time to go in, because it's all reminiscence. It's all the memories. Once you start opening them, it can feel like just a little, you take a little hole out of it, and all this information comes through from the past. It can be wonderful for that. So if you're writing anything about the past or contacting people from the past, it can be magnificent.
Yeah.
So, but I would say that when Mars turns direct, it's not just the weather in California and the 4 feet of snow they're expecting in the Sierra Nevada mountains from this. It's going to hold everybody still. But when Mars turns direct, often in that turbulence, we see plots and plans that were hidden that now come out and become visible. So, you know, I've seen plane hijackings of the day that Mars turns direct, you know, that were planned a long time back when they were starting doing plane hijackings. I've seen, you know, odd, you know, you see what people have been brooding on, and now it comes out into the open. So be a little careful this Thursday and Friday. Let the dust settle. Probably don't confront anybody, but keep your ears open for signs of what's really been bothering the people around you. But I wouldn't push it too much until Mars turns direct and we can move into more of a resolution phase. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of energies will just be starting up. And so you need to assess each one that's around you. Say, is this a direction I want to go? And if it's not, you know, wish somebody well, but get out of the way.
Exactly. And that process with, you know, and this, the haziness that I'm noticing with myself and with other people, that need to look inwards or review where you've been or remember what you were doing before the holidays began, it will be so much easier to start the new year after Mars and Mercury turns direct. By January 19th, we get a green light and we roar ahead. So don't be too frustrated with yourself or with your work if you can't get there from here at the moment. Give it a little bit of time, let it line up, and be able to take it and run. And
meanwhile, on Saturday, Venus is going to square Uranus.
Ah, yes. Talk about
That can be really refreshing in terms of our relationships. It can bring a fresh, unexpected energy into it. So do something a little off the regular routine in your relationships. And if you're in a dating situation, you might be surprised by who ends up showing up as your date.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes, all kinds of relationships can be different one way or the other.
Yeah, just remind yourself, it's only a date.
Yeah. And
it doesn't have to be.
And it was, you know, I think that's a good point, that it's healthy to do something unexpected and unusual with your beloveds feel rift. You know, that you'd be restless together instead of restless apart.
You might learn something about your partner that you didn't expect to learn. So don't resist it this week.
That's beautiful. And so let's take some callers here. And if anybody wants to raise their hand, I see a couple of people here. And we'll start with this one. Hello, area code 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Kimberly. And
hi, Kimberly.
My birthday is November 2nd.
Okay, well, hold on. November 2nd, 1967.
At 12:05 p.m.
And where?
Glendale, California, Los Angeles.
Glendale, California. Are you out there now?
Yes.
How's the weather? I mean, it's
actually
rather
I'm in
worrisome.
San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you saw Mission Beach, Mission Beach was literally underwater after the storm came because we had, oh my gosh, the waves were 10 to 16 feet and they were crashing in sets of 5 and 6 waves at a time. They came into most of the oceanfront properties. It was our whole boardwalk. I mean, it was absolutely stunning. If you Google any of those pictures, it was washing 6 inches of 6 inches of tidal water in homes.
I mean, it looks like hurricane-like material. I see the wind.
It was a cyclone. It was a cyclone off the coast that caused those waves to come in that way. It was crazy. If it had come 2 years earlier, it would have been far more devastating because we had a storm literally leave. It was sunny skies. It was beautiful. And this, water rushing everywhere. It was just crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I love a good storm, but not when it hurts people.
Woo!
Have your chart.
Well, you know what?
Yes, but.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that everybody was safe. Not one person died or got hurt in this. And messes get cleaned up, and you know, first world problems. Here at the beach, we're all feeling pretty grateful.
That's well put. What can we help you with today?
I gotta tell you, so other cyclones have hit my world since December. I've called into you guys and talked to you guys too, but before, and I did not see any of this coming. I had an employee that I thought was dedicated and loyal, just literally stabbed me in the heart. Well, I guess not. You know, honestly, I actually saw it coming because I remember you guys saying, you're going to see this coming, but it's going to be shocking. Boy, it was. Because I could, you know, a lack of performance and a lot of, you know, potential. But, you know, potential wasn't anything. So literally within like moments of getting the resignation, I was like, oh, all right, okay. That's okay. I can move on from that. And wow, I didn't see that coming, but you know, this is probably a good thing, right? Well, now I another contractual issue with one of my businesses, I've got somebody threatening to sue me. This happened on the 2nd.
They did a very bad time to make a decision like that because rarely do things work out when they're initiated while Mercury's retrograde and Mars is retrograde. So that's for you.
Well, hallelujah, because
going on. You know that. Uranus will oppose your moon several times this year, and it finishes up between now and March. And your moon rules your 7th house of law and working relationships and partnerships. Also, Pluto has just gone back and forth across your ascendant several times. It's now in your first house and has one more pass in October to come back and tag your ascendant. So your whole way of dealing with the world is in deep transformation. And it can be shocking. When you say shocking, we talk Uranus. And it's helping you, and Neptune is opposed your Pluto and your Venus. Exactly, it's directly opposed your Venus right now. So you couldn't see it. You know, that's the confusion, and you couldn't see it coming. So, you know, it feels like the advantage of this is that the person who sues you does not seem to know what they're doing, I would say, and that it won't work out in their favor, but it will be difficult.
Fabulous. Yeah.
And so what you have to do is really empower yourself, be impeccable, put one foot in front of the other, dot all your, you know, dot every I and T, and just, you know, find that by kind of coming back to ground and moving forward, you're going to be making some major changes over the next, you know, year about how you do business and who you do business with. And it will be a vast improvement because of this experience.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I literally terminated the contract with her because she is a bully of a woman and she treated my vendors and my staff badly. I literally initiated the end of this and then said, but then she turned around and said, everything she said is not correct and thank you. I do keep every I dotted and T crossed, thank God. But, she's mistaken on several levels. And so, yes, this could take a while, but I'm definitely going to – I just feel like I – but she was the tip of the
iceberg. Don't let her get away with it. Right.
Yeah, I'm not doing work with people like her. I have a – I've talked to you before about a litigation. My father died in during COVID, and his wife decided that none of – like, he didn't want us to have anything, which wasn't true. And – we started litigation on that, but it's still not resolved. And so that now I've got two things coming at me. And I think I have to, my sister is the trustee on that and she's just worn out. And I think I'm going to have to step in and take that ball from her with wins.
It really feels like it's something, how do you work that together? Now you're two double Scorpio twins. That's not common.
Yeah.
You're alone together, but it might be that this is something you really need to tag team or team up on and find some healing in working it together.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. I mean, we want the same thing. She's just exhausted and not willing to fight. I'm like, why would we leave anything? Why wouldn't we fight when we know she's lying and we have proof of that. And my sister's tired and I'm not willing to not give it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway. You just say, I'll take over holding the hard line. And, it feels like because you are all fixed signs or you are many fixed signs and you have Pluto on the ascendant right now that you're empowering yourself to hold the steady ground. Now, was your sister born right before you or right after you?
Before me.
So she's already had Pluto on her ascendant for years, and it's now off her ascendant, but it's right on your ascendant. So it is time for you to be doing it.
Okay.
And
yeah.
What time was she born?
Look at it as teamwork, too, though.
Yes.
She was born at 1201.
Yeah. So here's a case, she just a few weeks ago, Pluto got off her 26th degree Capricorn ascendant and won't come back. So she's tired and done. And you have a 27 degree Capricorn ascendant, and that's exactly where Pluto is, and Pluto will come back. So it may not be resolved until the fall. But Mark, what were you saying about teamwork? Because I think that was really important.
Oh, yeah, you're taking the lead role now, but your sister is very much part of the team. So think of it as a team effort.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, can you see anything in front? I'm sorry, if you're going to move on. I was going to say, what else do I need to look forward or look for? I'm worried.
It's moved slowly now. The clouds are clearing, and you're seeing the lay of the land more clearly than you have in a long time. So over the next few weeks and months, I wouldn't be suspicious. I would just keep situationally aware, wide eyes, and think how you want to conduct yourself and business in the future to prevent these nasty run-ins again.
Yeah, make everything transparent. Everything you do, let it be transparent.
Yeah, thank God that's the way I do, like, my business. I don't want it to get caught with my pants down. Hey, thank you so much. I wish you both a happy new year.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And we have time for one more caller. Hello, area code 501-348. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Leslie. My date of birth is
020279. 1979. And time?
5:52 a.m. Jacksonville, Arkansas.
A.m. and Jacksonville. And what is your question?
My question is, I'm needing a little bit of help of trying to figure out the best time this year because it's a bad year on starting my business up.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's been on delays for a while.
Yes, I keep putting it off.
And why have you been putting it off? I mean, it looks like you had to, that it was a more complicated process than you thought to get it all lined up.
Yes, a lot trying to figure out all kinds of things, the legal aspects of it, the name, the ID numbers, all the things that I have to do, being licensed in a few different states to do it as well.
Saturn was going back and forth across your Aquarius planets and is now moving on. It's talking to your asteroids, but it's off your planets. And I think that's giving you a little bit more room to move. Saturn is moving into a sextile with your natal Aries moon. Your progressed moon is about to conjunct Uranus over the next month. You know, I think you're going to be starting up soon if you can. Like early February is the beginning of a new era for you. And be ready. You know, you'll really feel it kick in about 2.5 to 3 years when your progressed sun goes into Aries. But I think you're starting a shift now.
Okay.
Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it is a shift that you can just watch come in. You don't have to do anything to make it happen.
So, things that I have to get started, though, like, you know, coming up with it, the name, getting all that, like, really initiated and started for it to go into full effect and then gradually building it up. So
I think you'll find that comes easily to you by the end of the month.
Okay.
Start talking to your business and say, tell me your name. Give me your name. And then that, you know, I think you've done some research and you'll be ready to roll with everything.
Okay,
the
good.
The blockade is off by the end of the month. Okay?
Good. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Okay.
You too. Good night. Our show has got only 3 minutes, 3 seconds left, or a few seconds left. So this is Heather Rowan Robin saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana, and Mark.
Mark Waltz saying, tune in next week, New York City.
And maybe Ann Ortley will be with us then. It was lovely to talk to you all. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
Okay.